Hello, my friends, and welcome to your show, the MMA Ground and Pound Show. I'm your host, Enrique Solorzano, and welcome to the Bar Burner TV Network on Singo TV Channel 250. Please remember to download both the Bar Burner and Singo TV apps in the respective app store on iOS and Android devices. Both apps are free. While you download them, please make sure to rate and leave a comment. And Singo TV is also available on Google Chromecast and Chromecast TV Sticks, Amazon Fire and Fire TV Sticks, Roku and Roku TV Sticks, and also on all smart TVs 2016 forward. So we have fights this weekend, and not like any fights. We have a main card. So we have a main UFC event, so to speak. So we're going to talk about it on the show. So I'm going to give my predictions of UFC 255, Figueiredo versus Perez. And then we're going to talk about a little bit about what will be next for Figueiredo and Perez. Then, yes, my friend, you read that well. Jon Jones versus Daniel Cormier. So they have been fighting over Twitter. There's beef still there. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. And then I'm going to talk about UFC Fight Pass. No, this is not a sponsor show, but I've got this service like some months ago. And yesterday I was watching it, start watching Dana White's Contender Series, and I found it very interesting. And maybe if you're really into MMA, you're going to love it. So let's get into it. So Figueiredo versus Perez predictions. Okay. So we have a stacked card. So let's start with the first fight of the night, which is going to be Mauricio Shogun Rua versus Paul Craig on the light heavyweight division. So as you may know, Rua is a former champion, and he was a very good champion. He's a veteran here in the UFC. He has fought the best of the best. But, well, he has been in this game for a long time. So he has 11 losses on his career, and I think he's at the end of his career. But check this out. 81% of his wins have been by knockout. So, yeah, like this guy, he has punching power, and he likes to finish the fights. He has won 2 out of his last 3 fights, which is not bad. And check this out. Both the gentlemen, they have faced each other. They did it 1 year ago, but no one won the fight. It was a majority draw. So, well, he's at 38 years old. But like I said, he has faced like not any fighter. He has faced killers such as Corey Anderson, Anthony Smith. But what about Paul Craig? So Paul Craig, he is younger. He's 32. He has 4 losses on his career. And he's in the top 15, such as Rua. He has won 2 out of his last 3 fights. But he's not a striker. He's not a puncher. He's a submission specialist, having 92% of his wins by submission. So I think Craig, he's going to use his wrestling skills and he should to avoid getting hit by Rua. I don't think this fight will go all the way, and I don't think we're going to see a draw again, because both of these gentlemen, they want to finish, to settle this thing once and for all. So for this fight, I think I'm going to go with Paul Craig. Why? Because don't get me wrong, Mauricio Rua, respect. He's a former champ, and he has faced the creme of the creme of the UFC. But he's at the end of his career. And I've seen his last fights, and I think he should really consider retirement. So, yeah, so that's about that fight. I'm going with Craig. So then we have Kathleen Chookagian versus Cynthia Calvillo in the women's flyweight division. So Chookagian, sorry, she's ranked number two, and she has four losses on her record, but she hasn't lost against like any fighter. She has lost against great fighters such as the champ Valentina Shevchenko and Jessica Andrade. She has won three out of her last six fights, which is not very good. She hasn't been very consistent, but like I said, she has faced good challenges. So most of her fights, they have gone to decision. And she has good cardio, and she's a very experienced fighter, more than Calvillo. So Calvillo, she has only one loss on her record. Just one loss. And she's a submission artist. All of her fights got to a decision, right? With a rate of 44%. Calvillo, she's the number four in the rank, in the UFC ranking. And she won her last fight. So I think she's fired up. She seems very determined to get a shot at the title. And she has been very consistent. So for this fight, this is a hard fight. This is a hard pick because Chookagian, I think she feels the need to win, and she needs to win this fight. While Calvillo, she's very fired up. Like, you can see that she's hungry and she has like this fire inside. So I think I'm going to go with Calvillo for that one. Okay, so next we have Mike Platinum Perry versus Tim Means on the welterweight division. So if you don't know Mike Perry, he's such a character. He's so funny. He's very aggressive. He had some problems, like he was involved in a fight at a bar, and he was hanging out with his girlfriend, which is pregnant. So, well, yeah, he had some problems over there. He's a very aggressive fighter with 86% of his wins. They have been by knockout. He has six losses on his record, and he has won one out of his last three fights. So he has to be careful. He's walking on thin ice. But how about Tim Means? He's a very experienced fighter. He has more than 40 fights in his career, but he has lost 12 times. How about like his latest run? He has won two out of his last three, but he's 36, while Mike Perry, he's 32. He's aggressive, but not as aggressive as Mike Perry, but he has better wrestling skills. So I think Tim Means, on his last fights, he has showed his age, right? So for this fight, I think I'm going to go with Mike Perry, because he said on his last fight when he won, he was very happy, right? And he was like, you know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to train hard. I'm going to do my taxes. So it seems that he has a lot of things to pay for. So he's going to remember that when he stepped up on the octagon this Saturday. So I'm going to go with Mike Perry. Okay, so then let's move to the co-main event of the evening. So we have Valentina Shevchenko versus Jennifer Maia on the women's flyweight division. Valentina, being the champ, she's going to defend the title. And Jennifer Maia, she's a worthy contender. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, Valentina, she's the champion. She has only three losses on her record. She's a submission artist, but she has punch and power, right? She's in a five-fight winning streak. She has beaten great fighters and former champs, such as Holly Holm, Joanna Cherchek, or Joanna Champion, if you find her last name very hard to pronounce correctly, which I did. Okay, so she has lost twice, but against Amanda Nunes, which I think is the best female fighter of all time. She Amanda, she's a champ champ, right? She's a double champ. But what about Maya? Does she have a chance? I think so. She's a more experienced fighter, right? She has 6 losses on her record, and 53% of her fights they have gone to decision. She has won 4 out of her last 6 fights. She just beat Joanna Calderwood, who is an impressive fighter, and she beat Liz Carmouche, which is a very good fighter as well in the UFC. Yeah, she has a tough challenge. This is a tough challenge for Maya, for sure. She needs to bring her wrestling skills, and she needs to avoid Valentina's punches. So she needs to take the fight to the ground, or she needs to get a finish, because I don't think the fight will go the distance. And if the fight goes distance, she needs to impress the judges, because remember, to be the champ, you have to beat the champ, right? For this one, like, I love underdog stories, like anybody, I think, but I will go with Valentina. This is a very tough challenge for Maya. It will be awesome if she pulls up the upset, but she has a very tough challenge ahead. Okay, so what about the main event of the evening? So, Davison Figueiredo versus Alex Perez on the flyweight title, for the flyweight title. Figueiredo, he is the actual champ. He has just lost one time on his entire career. And he doesn't like to leave it to the judges, right? He has won 50% of his fights by knockout. So he has won 5 out of his last 6 fights, and he defeated Joseph Benavides twice, which Benavides, he has been in the UFC for a long time. He has given us great fights. Benavides, even though he's an amazing fighter, he hasn't had the title, but like Figueiredo, picture how great Figueiredo is. If he has beaten Benavides, which is awesome, an awesome fighter, twice. So Benavides, he's a killer and a veteran in the UFC, and Figueiredo beat him twice. So what about Perez? What about the challenger? So Perez, he's ranked number 4. He's a more experienced fighter. He has almost 30 fights in his career, but 5 losses. He has won 5 of his last 6 fights. 52% of his wins have been by decision. So Perez, he likes to go all the way and leave it to the judges. So obviously he has good cardio, but if he wants to get the belt, he needs to finish Figueiredo, or he needs to impress the judges. He just beat Jussier Formiga, which is the only man who has figured the puzzle that Figueiredo is. So, like I said, I love an upset, like the next guy, but Perez has a tough task ahead. So for this one, I will go with the champ, with the Figueiredo. So those are my predictions. I hope I get some of them right. Last week I got all of them right, so that's good. Okay, so let's move on. What will be next for Figueiredo and Perez? Okay, so let's see the scenarios over here. Okay, so let's say if Figueiredo wins, if he keeps the belt, I think he could face Brandon Moreno, but that depends. Moreno is fighting on the same card, so if Moreno wins, that's the fight that sorry, that's the fight to make. Moreno is a very good fighter. He's from Mexico, just like me, and he's ranked number 2. So he's like just knocking at the door, right? That'll be an exciting fight for sure. But let's say Moreno, he doesn't get the W this Saturday, which he will, knocking on wood. So the fight to me will be Askarov. Sorry. So he's on a 3-fight winning streak. He has no losses. So that will be an entertaining fight. So I'm hoping, like, I'm crossing my fingers so we can see Figueiredo versus Moreno. That will be an amazing fight. Okay, so what about if he loses? So if Figueiredo, he loses the belt, I think it would be great if we have a rematch against Perez, if it's a close fight. If it's not, I think he should face Brandon Roybal. So Roybal, he fought like 1 or 2 months ago, and he gave us an amazing performance. So that will be an entertaining fight as well. So let's talk about Perez. So what if Perez becomes the champion, the new champion, right? So if he wins, he could face Josep Benavides. That will be a good rematch. And it will be an interesting fight. It will be an interesting matchup. And everybody, when Benavides faced Figueiredo, everybody like on Twitter were like, please just give the belt to Benavides. He has been on this game for a long time. He has fought like against the best. So just give this guy the belt. But he fell short that night. So that will be a very interesting fight. And both of them, they have met once. So a rematch will be good. It will be a good fight. If that fight can't be made, I think Brandon Moreno, he should face the champ. So actually, I think Moreno, if Moreno wins, he should face the champion. Either Figueiredo keeps being the champion or Perez is the new champ, right? So what about Perez? If he loses, give him Brandon Roybal. Like I said, Roybal is going up in the rankings. So he's a very interesting and exciting up and coming fighter, sorry. He has this style that is very exciting to watch. So that will be an amazing fight for both gentlemen. So yeah, let's keep an eye on this guy, Brandon Roybal. He's one of the newest talents on the UFC. He's a very exciting fighter. So let's see what happens this Saturday. I hope my boy Brandon Moreno gets W so he could face one of these two gentlemen. Okay, so let's move on to the next topic. Jon Jones versus Daniel Cormier. That's right, my friends. This isn't over. So what happened is that, if you don't know, Daniel Cormier, he works as a commentator for USPN, right? So he works on a lot of UFC fights. He has a show, a podcast with Ariel Helwani on Mondays. So they talk a lot about a lot of topics, right? And Daniel Cormier, he was Khabib's teammate, right? So they used to train on the same gym, AKA, right? So Jon Jones was very upset when the UFC ranked Khabib as the number one pound for pound fighter, right? So he was really upset. He was on ranting on Twitter, vomiting numbers, statistics, and he's right, right? But you know what happened to Khabib? His dad passed away. So I think he deserves to be among the best of all time for sure. And it was a good thing. So I thought that Khabib needs to have this moment, right? So I was thinking hey, Jones, just leave Khabib. Let Khabib have his moment, right? So then Daniel Cormier agreed with that he said that, yeah, Khabib is the number one pound for pound fighter. So that, and he left Jon Jones out of the picture. So that made Jon Jones really mad. But the story of this gentleman goes back from UFC 182, when 5 years ago, they fought for the first time. John Jones got the W by decision. Then they faced again on UFC 214 when John Jones knocked out Cormier with nasty head kick, but the win was overturned because USADA, they found traces of turinabol on John Jones' body, which turinabol is an anabolic steroid. So Jones was stripped of the title and suspended for 15 months. And now they have been going back and forth on Twitter. John Jones, he said to Cormier that he beat him twice, fair and square. And now that he's going to retire because he lost against Stipe, Cormier, he's saying that he always have been a clean fighter, that he decided to retire. So yeah, they have been going back and forth. Maybe this will be the setup for a third fight. I don't know. Honestly, I think that John Jones figured it out Daniel Cormier. So if we get a trilogy, I think John Jones will win that one, right? Okay, so I would like to finish this show talking about my experience with UFC Fight Pass. So UFC Fight Pass, if you don't know, is a streaming service like Netflix. So I got the service like 1 year ago, but I didn't watch it a lot. But I've heard that Dana White's Contender Series is a reality show, right? Like The Ultimate Fighter. I heard really good things about it, and I heard that it's that you can watch it there. So yesterday I watched the fight card, right? And man, the quality is amazing. I watch it in real time. You can watch replays of fight cards, except pay-per-views. You have to wait a month. But like, for example, last week's fight, I watched it live on Saturday, and on Sunday morning, I could watch it. I could watch the entire card again. They have great originals like Fight Lord, where they talk about fighters' history, or Watch Party, where fighters, they get together to watch the fights, and the crew is recording them. So you can see the reactions. It's pretty funny. But my favorite is one show that is called The Year of the Fighter. It's shot like in a documentary style, and it shows how the life of a fighter changes in a year. And I think my favorite episode is about Israel Adesanya. So in 1 year, Israel Adesanya became a worthy contender, and then like in 1 year he went from being like one of the best contenders for the title to become a dominant champ. So it shows you like how much a fighter or an athlete can achieve in just 1 year, 365 days, right? And the fighter is there, he's talking about the like his experience. So yeah, there's a lot of content over there. And actually yesterday I read a tweet. I saw a tweet that talked about GSP versus Johnny Hendricks, right? And a lot of people think that fight was very controversial. I don't think so. I think GSP won fair and square, but a lot of people were saying that Johnny Hendricks deserved to get that belt. So I opened my UFC Fight Pass app and I rewatched the fight. So that's amazing. So there have a lot of fights over there. So that will be everything for today, my friends. Try it. Try UFC Fight Pass. So remember, don't forget to watch UFC 255, Figueiredo versus Perez at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Mexico City Time. Tune in Mondays for results and analysis, and Wednesdays for predictions and analysis at 7 p.m. Follow Barbora Network at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And remember, this is a conversation. Let me know what you think at Enrique Drums MX. This show can also be heard on the Barbora Radio on its 122 platforms. Please check out barbora.ca for all the news. Barbora, watch it, hear it, read it, download it, leave it. I'll see you on the next one. Let's get it on.